This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia says journalist Jamal Khashoggi did die in the Istanbul summit, consulate that is, and that they have detained numerous suspects in connection with that. We get the latest now from AP's Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia is acknowledging that writer Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, is dead. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says prosecutors in the kingdom believe Khashoggi was killed in the consulate in Istanbul in a quarrel. According to the official announcement, 18 Saudis have been detained as suspects in the killing. The Saudi press agency also says King Salman proposes an urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services. Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince, had gone to the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married. I'm Mike Gracia.
United States and South Korea have suspended upcoming joint air defense drills to give diplomatic efforts with North Korea every opportunity to continue. We got that story now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
December's planned Vigilant Ace joint exercise between the United States and South Korea has been scrapped. Vigilant Ace is one of several exercises that have been suspended since a summit in June between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to encourage dialogue aimed at getting Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons. Last year's Vigilant Ace had more than 230 participating aircraft. A second summit between Trump and Kim is expected to take place in early 2019, according to a White House official. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
And voting underway in Afghanistan in parliamentary elections that followed a campaign that was marred by relentless violence. President Ashraf Ghani congratulated Afghans on another election, praised the security force, especially the Air Force, for getting ballots to remote regions. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence, as well as law enforcement and security agencies, all warning that Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections in November, laying out the latest evidence in new charges against a Russian national connected to the oligarch known as Putin's cook. U.S. Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says other countries are trying to undermine confidence in the American democracy.
We continue to see Russians and increasingly Iranian and other Chinese actors continue to use social media to influence the American public, to sow discord and increase divisiveness.
U.S. has unsealed the criminal complaint against 44-year-old Elena Kushinova of St. Petersburg, making her the first Russian charged in connection with interference in the 2018 U.S. election. Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence, running into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government had promised the United States that it would confront the caravan. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City, where he said Mexican officials want to create a situation where migrants understand that it's not fruitful to transit through Mexico to the United States. Hong Kong authorities have previewed a section of the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge ahead of its official opening for traffic on Tuesday. Frank Chan is Hong Kong's Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The bridge is not just a mega transport infrastructure jointly built by Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau. The central authorities also attach great importance to it. With the unfailing efforts of the engineering teams, and as demonstrated by the outcome of the joint trial last month, the bridge is now ready for commissioning.
That bridge is expected to boost economic development and tourism in Hong Kong. Also in the news, the U.S. Justice Department is asking a federal judge to order a painting looted by the Nazis during World War II and shipped directly to Hitler to be returned to its owners. AP's Warren Levinson has the report.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says the 1639 Solomon Koenig painting, A Scholar Sharpening His Quill, was in the collection of a Jewish art collector, Adolf Schloss. During World War II, the Nazis stole the painting in southern France and shipped it to Adolf Hitler's personal headquarters in Munich. It disappeared after the war, resurfacing just last year when a Chilean dealer tried to sell it through a New York auction house. The FBI seized the painting, but a court order is needed to return it to the Schloss heirs. Warren Levinson, New York.
Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell from VOA in Washington. The weekend is upon us once again, and I've got a fantastic show for you. First of all, two musical guests are here in the studio from Kampala, Uganda. Well, that's Maro. Hey, Maro.
Hi.
And Shane Palko. Shane is from rural Pennsylvania.
How's it going?
Good. You'll get to meet them and listen to some of their beautiful music and find out what they're doing in D.C. all throughout the show. Plus, my playlist. My playlist, peeps, is awesome. I created a Pan-African mix of live band music from Malawi and Ethiopia, smoking Afro-pop and Afro-beats tunes from Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Tanzania, and Cameroon, and then two gorgeous popular folk acoustic songs from Mali and Zimbabwe. Also, reporter Bill Odidi brings us a musical report from Nairobi. He sits down with Kenyan poet and rap artist Kennedy Ombima, a.k.a. King Kaka. And on a sad note, Kenya lost one of its pioneers of Kikuyu popular music, Joseph Kamaru. We'll pay tribute to him with one of his best-loved songs near the middle of the hour. And finally, I wrap up the show and send you off dancing into your work week with a South African gom banger sung in Swahili. So you see, you need to stick with me, starting right now. So crank up your speakers, and here we go. From Malawi, here's the youth band Zanthu of the popular youth radio drama series Zanthu Pa Waelisi. The Zanthu Band. Hello, Mulibwanji Nonse. This is Music Time in Africa. We're diving into the hour with Pan-African pop hits. Here's Famous from Sierra Leone with Brighter Future.
To all the baby where they woke me at, where don't make me feel it, say, I'm not man enough, I no get nothing for offer. To all me party where look down on me, where don't make me feel it, say, the life no good becomes something, yeah. And they walked away. All the people who promised for help me, they say come office today, tomorrow, next tomorrow. The story not just the same, but I refuse to give up. I kept on hoping, I kept believing. Now everything don't change. Me brother see me life now, it don't get turned out. Fly to Dubai now, hey, with me baby now. Anything I like, that they buy now. Turn up, cause me I let it turn down. I let it run down. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I need to stop for nothing. I'm looking forward to a a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. You like some go come for stay and some go come and go. The easy why some man go stay. Now only God know. The easy why some man go go. Now God is F no. Me brother, me, I no go regret. If you decide for go, it's happened for a reason. Now only God know. What do you get for no say? It's never the end. Cause the downfall of a man, no, not to the end of a life. And then they give up, and then they turn down. Every day and they turn up. See me color, it pop up. Famous, not the name now. You know what say, you know me now. Now me son is glad, the party now. Even you baby, they call it now. Cause now me, they make all man, they study now. You next on the beats now. The people just they grace, just they dance now. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing.
All right, that was Famous with his 2017 hit single, Brighter Future. It's music time in Africa. Next up, Ethiopia's premier rock group, Jahno Band. And then we'll meet my very special musical guests, Shane Palko and Maro. This is Hamsa, one of my favorite tracks from Jahno Band's sophomore album, released in 2018. Interesting factoid, Jahno became the first Ethiopian band to feature on Coke Studio Africa in 2017.
No. Yo, what's up? I'm Adam, a.k.a. Go Get 'Em, a.k.a. Special Delivery. And you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked. Booyah!
Okay, so let's meet my studio guests.
Hello, my name is Shane Falco. I am from rural Pennsylvania, and I'm a folk musician and socio-environmentalist. I've been touring for about 7 years, for at least half of the year. I've been playing music my whole life. It's a really cool way to connect with culture. I've been to over 25 countries for official shows now, and more than 60 to just jam and have fun. I like to mix some scientific research and some community work, and then a lot of fast-picking folk guitar with some yelling in there, and have a good old time.
And hey, my name is Maro Older. We're from Jinja, Uganda. Kampala is our capital. And I do music that I would love to call Afro R&B because I fuse the two. I'm in love with charity or social, you know, works. So that's how we actually meet up on the way. And we love to give back and all these things. So we do music for the pleasure. And we do music for business. We also do music just to have fun with other people. So we love to collaborate with many artists. And I am right here in DC, and I'm privileged to be on this show that talks about Africa because I feel like Uganda is represented.
Yeah, thank you. So later in the show, you're going to perform live together. But let me ask you how you actually met. Like where and what was the situation?
That's a long, crazy story.
Oh, really?
Well, we were both asked to play at Achubagia, which is a celebration for the King of Busoga. And it's in Butembe Stadium in Uganda. Yeah. And it's a very big celebration for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then they asked us to write a song together. And maybe you can talk about that, Maro.
Yeah, this is the biggest event in the region because we still have the kings. So
this is in your region, Jinja.
The kingdom is called Busoga. And the King of Busoga is present. And guess who they asked to sing the song for the king? It was me and Shane. So we stood there.
No pressure, right?
Like 10, yeah, it was like over 10,000 people in the field. And we had to sing this song and also our other songs. And it was, boom, it was the start. So we decided to do more music and we have an album in stock for you.
What was the name of that first song that you sang for the king?
It's called Come and See.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
Yeah,
we'll get to that later. For now, though, peeps, we're going to just hear Maro's song, Give Thanks. Is great. So that's Give Thanks by Maro, singer-songwriter from Uganda, who's here in the studio with me today. Love that song, Maro.
Thank you. It's about giving thanks. So if I knew I was coming here, I would already give thanks through the song.
Well, maybe you can write a song later in the future.
Do. Yeah, true.
Put my name in there.
Another one.
Yo, way.
Yes.
So I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is, why don't you tell us?
This is Music Time in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Ali Salah Kiba, born 1986, better known by his stage name Ali Kiba, is a Tanzanian recording artist and singer-songwriter. He's one of Tanzania's biggest music exports. In 2016, he signed a deal with Sony Music Entertainment, and in 2017, he became the director of Rockstar 4000, a major artist management company in East Africa. Here's his latest single, Mwambie Sina. It features a bunch of other up-and-comings, and it's just awesome. Moko, now Sina lalama, Sina, Mwambie, kila kimtazama. Kwa kina, kiukweli, mwambie silali. Tena nani kwa tabu, kwa kemi sinali. Minapenda yeye tu. Sina, mwambie, yendo dawa ya. Sina, mwambie. The latest Ali Kiba from Tanzania.
We love Music Time in Africa.
Now for some sad news. Legendary Benga artist Joseph Kamaru died on Wednesday, October 3rd. Kamaru was born in 1939 in Kangema, Muranga County. He was what we call in the U.S. a rise from your bootstraps success story. As a kid, he had nothing and hawked his clothes in the streets of Nairobi to survive. But he loved music and managed to release a hit song in the 60s. By the mid-70s, Kamaru was a household name in Kenya. Many of his songs are widely loved for their relatability to everyday life and use of wise sayings. Kamaru enjoyed warm relationships with three Kenyan presidents, from its very first, Jomo Kenyatta, to President Moi and President Kibaki, although the relationships turned from good to bad with the first two. This was one of his biggest hits, Ndari ya Mwarimu, a rebuke of illicit affairs between teachers and their pupils. Was Ndari ya Mwarimu by the great Joseph Kamaru. May he rest in peace. Here's Dambe by Madina Ndiaye, a Malian singer and kora player. Dambe in Bambara means virtue. Madina sings in praise of African virtues and encourages all Farafin, Black Africans, to be proud of their heritage wherever they go in the world.
time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, darlings. If you're just joining us, special music guests Shane Palko and Mauro are in the house. Hey, guys.
Hey. It's good to be here.
It's nice to have you. So let me ask you, what are you doing in D.C.?
First, I've come to D.C. to record with another artist.
Okay, this is Mauro speaking.
Yeah, Mauro. Yeah. So I've come to do a song with one of the artists here. We drove straight to him in that night. Last night.
Oh.
Yeah, so that I can make this happen. After here, then go straight to the studio and
finish
do
up
something.
The album or just a single?
I'm just doing a single with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Shane, you spent time in Uganda. How much time have you spent there? What makes Uganda special to you? I mean, you told us about the King story already.
Yeah.
But beyond that.
Well, what makes Uganda my Ganda?
It's his Ganda.
Oh.
It's his Ganda.
That's a cute word from my 2-year-old niece. Yeah. And she lives there. I have family that live there. I've been touring all over the globe for a long time. And so I just try to book really good concerts as close to the people that I love. So I went there to play a few shows and see my family. And that turned into, what, 4 trips so far? And
yeah.
1 album and a couple music videos and more plans for the future. So you start where you have a connection and see what else can happen.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Now, you've been doing, as you say, music for several years. You have 6 albums out?
I just released my 9th.
Oh, my God.
So,
well, how old are you? Because you don't look, you
well,
know.
No, I'll be 12 forever, in my opinion.
No, but really, how old are you?
I'm 29 at the moment.
All right.
This past summer, we'd recorded one together, and I recorded a mobile album commissioned by parliament members in Tanzania. So I crossed Tanzania with a producer named Zuli that works with Mauro very much.
Our official producer back in Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was able to get funding for the two of us to travel across Tanzania and record a mobile folk album together. And
wow.
So I'll be putting that out right at the start of the next year.
It's called Home Places. The album's going to be called Home Places.
I can't wait for this. But in the meantime, let's hear one of Shane's songs. We've already heard Mauro's, so let's hear one of your solo songs. I like the one called Looking Out My Window, is it?
Yeah, Staring Out the Window.
Staring Out the Window.
I'm staring out the window, watching the window, wondering how I feel on my skin. Remember how it felt
All right. That was Staring Out the Window from your album, Madison Drive, mm-hmm. by Shane Palko. Half of the duo Shane Palko and Mauro, who are my studio guests today. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. There's still more to come. More music from Shane and Mauro. Song of the Week, an interview from Nairobi with King Kaka, and awesome jams like these next two. Back to back by female artists Cuppy from Nigeria and Renice from Cameroon.
Baby body looking like a ranger. More like a lunch. Baby, leave your friends, Jaga Solo. Jaga Solo. Hey. Fine body, set body, wage wine, I'm a good work for me. Ha. Fine body, set body, baby girl, come and just work for me. Onikin is so si best. Onikin se un si best. Onikin wo little badana mo madaku si best. Body and sticky sticky. Oh, do be potri sticky. Where you move it, I'm out. Hey, oh, sticky sticky. Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work. Work, 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 mommy, work, 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 mommy, work, 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 mommy, work, 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 work.
Boy, you, are you gonna spend though? Put Cuppy in a bando. Wait, wait, Cuppy in a Rari. Tell me where you wanna go. Oluwa Cuppy need me. I got the green light, baby. I make them touch the ceiling. I make them scatter building. Back it up, back it up. Money day, oh yeah, rack it up. Turn it up. Turn it up, oh my girl, them, oh yeah, walk it up. And if you know Sabi, make it go Sabi. And if you misbehave, I go tell daddy.
Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, 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 work. $1,000 for Netta, $1,000 for Seki, $1,000 for any girl, we go take care of daddy.
Shawty got a figure eight, but she walking 95. She dey ask for 100K. I dash at 95. Her boyfriend be stalking me. That left her terrorize. Situation is critical. She can't say she don't want this. She don't want that. She don't want people be thinking that. She don't want this. She don't want that. She don't want you to keep it. Now back it up. Back it up. Money deep. We gotta rack it up. Now turn it up. Turn it up. All my sexy girls, come turn it up.
Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, 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 work. $1,000 for Netta, $1,000 for Sick, $1,000 for any girl, we go take care of daddy.
Skooky, Osha, Cuppy, 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 Cuppy. It's DJ Mope on the beat.
Music time in Africa, y'all.
Nobody can come into me and you. When they know say my love for you is true, then fi say where they want for say, do to where they want for do. Bet they know say my love belongs to you. My baby wine for me.
Wine for me.
Me I go wine for you.
Wine for you.
My baby wine for me.
Chaka bakran bana mengwe shang. Kong ni chanar kong ni mo itaba chankang. Anytime a day on top she come unannounced. Love me I go love you all tinko balance. Tell me how much she costs so pay her attention. I go borrow money put credit for call your attention. I follow LAU and Eddie follow cafiage. Now you where I go take and go show them for village. No be count stay I cover stay when I car and Eddie call me. Like I may you blast me. Drive me I deny and Eddie call me. I be Joe, Mem, Joe, West, okay, Bamina.
Okay, Bamina.
Them do ne, so tati mina.
So tati mina.
Nobody can come between me and you. When they know say my love for you is true. Them fi say to where they want for say. Do to where they want for do. Bet they know say my love belongs to you.
Promise you go catch me if I fall. Till the rain come down, waterfall. Me go dead there for you when you call.
When you call.
Respect your body like that, Josh. Promise you go catch me if I fall.
If you want say, make I give them for you. Give them for me. I don't...
Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japan. And you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, Kwame.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. So tell me about this song of the week you picked out.
Okay. So this time you're going all the way to Zimbabwe.
Woo-hoo.
yep. And we have a song by a legend, Oliver Mtukudzi.
Ah, that's too cool.
Mm-hmm. And he's presenting us with Neria.
Now, why did you pick this song?
This song is a very solemn song. You know, it's very strings heavy, and it just encourages people who have lost someone or are in a bad space, because Oliver was coming from a place of, you know, be bold, have strength, you know, hold on tight. I'm just gonna read something that sort of translates what he's saying, because he's singing in Shona. He says, "Don't be disheartened, Neria. God is with you." So Oliver is speaking from a place of a brother speaking to a sister.
Okay.
Encouraging her because she just lost her husband. So then he's saying, "Don't be disheartened, Neria," who is his sister. "God is with you. May your heart be strong. God is with you. Death is jealous. It separates those in love. Don't be disheartened, my sister. God is with you."
Neria. Neria. Uzaore moyo ganeria. Maria Dewi. Uzaore moyo ganeria. Maria Dewi.
So that was Neria by Oliver Mtukudzi.
Very
from
beautiful.
Zimbabwe,
yeah.
Yes. And that was Song of the Week.
Oh, yeah. All right, music lovies. Now let's go to Nairobi and meet Kennedy Ombimba, a.k.a. King Kaka.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and today I'm introducing you to a Kenyan poet and rapper, Kennedy Ombima. He's popularly known as King Kaka. He grew up in the rough ghettos of Nairobi, started writing his own music when he watched his brother, who used to rap after school. King Kaka has used his talent to transform his life and is now one of the best known Kenyan artists. He's got 4 albums to his name and is just about to release his 5th. He runs his own Kaka empire, including a recording studio and artist management company for new talent here in Kenya. Now, we're going to hear from King Kaka in a moment, but first some of his music. And this is a song that talks about his troubled relationship with his late father, who died when Kaka was just 6 years old. It's called Papa.
Wimbo ni wako baba, natarajia uko salama. Nakumbuka ulivyokazana na sura yako baba, nitakumbuka.
Okay. Siwezi wadanganya, misi kuwa poa na my father. Nilijona kwa macho zangu aki disagree na mother. Kifaranga itakuwa jogo, wonekana yai kitagwa. I was a kid in 93, naikumbuka kama jana. And that's why I rarely talk about him. Na nili promise mom next day, ntenda kumuona hosi. Deep within I was bitter, jua kadazi kapita. Machozi kwa giza but na smile in disguise. Ati ni mwache pone kwanza, ndio pate nguvu ya kuapologize. Zadi alitumana, I always blame myself for that. Fursa tu, nikakata kusema goodbye to dad. Yo kitu ni umagi wa leo, wimbi zangu zimepotea hotel.
Who's King Kaka? What's his background? Basically, I loved music from the beginning, but my brother used to rap. So I really wanted to be like my brother. So eventually, I finished high school and I realized that I really love poetry, so I used to write a lot in the house. Yeah, so after that I recorded my first album.
You think we can pick something from the early days? I mean, yeah. What would you like us to play?
Let's pick something from the early days. There's a song of mine called Dodoma. I remember when I released that song and it got played in one of the big TV stations, I became a star in the hood. I was like, yo, we just seen your video. It was a major also breaking point for me.
Okay, go ahead, introduce the song for us.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King Kaka, Dodoma, a real true story featuring Harry Kimani, produced by DJ Luke.
Tuesday kama nyingine, naelekea train stationi. Mafikra ninazo, kusu marehemu beti. Moyo wangu likuwa shamba, na ya likuwa mbegu. Nilimnyunyizia maji, nikijota kwa mti mrefu. Kumbe bado ya kukuni mayai, na ya Mungu ni mengi. Huku mafikra na nibana, wanasheria na nisaka. Uomu wawili, walijitambulisha kama polisi. Na liofota ni hao,
kuni dadisi dadisi.
Walitaka niandike matukio,
kamili kamili.
Tunulanikana na beti, siku za mwisho kabla kifo. Na liopatikana kwangu yanatia kesi uzito. Bidha kutoka da ya wizi toka Dodoma. Siamini na shangaa, sana sana ni uoga. Kwa vile ni kesi kubwa ndani Mwanza, Tanzania. Nilishikwa kama suspect mwenye bidhaa na nia. Nikatupwa gerezani Nairobi industrial area.
Betty, Betty, mbona umeniacha? Akilini ninazo picha zako.
That song is called Dodoma, which is, of course, the name of a city in Tanzania. The tune is by a Kenyan rapper called King Kaka, and it's a true story about a Tanzanian girl that he fell in love with and only later discovered that she was involved in crime when she was shot dead by the police. What a story. Now, you obviously have some really deep issues in your music. What message do you want to convey?
I want to inspire. Just the fact that now I'm King Kaka, and I was this guy living in the ghetto, and we couldn't afford 500 bob rent, and now I'm royalty.
Watu niko show you pige stories zako. Ona dani niko underdressed, juu nimevaa half coat. Sai wengi wanaomba kili yangu, ingekuwa na subtitles. Na road to success inakuanga always under construction. So niko in good terms na Mungu, na yeo ni papasho. Nilikuwa natumwa duka nikiwa mtoi, naona nifaa sana. Mwenye duka likuwa na smile, juu nilikuwa na stama. Kindness unaona kipofu, na usikizwa na kiziwi. Nataka nione faa, narukia passport kigiri. Sababu nina goals in life, but wanazishika kao rigi. Niliambua shoka ndogo, wangusha kubwa mti. Na kifo tu, doineza tibu upumbava.
So the first album was called Tales of Kaka Sungura. What was the reception to the album? Wasn't that the first album, or you had released something on the streets before that? Mixtapes and stuff now?
No, actually I have 4 albums now. I'm about to do my 5th. And I have 8 mixtapes.
Wow.
Each 17 songs.
Final track that we're going to play as the conversation comes to an end.
There's a song I did recently. It's titled Round 2, where I introduced a new act called Bithi. He's a good artist, he's a good rapper.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Round 2, featuring Bithi, the Kamba boy. Yeah, guys, it's been wonderful speaking to you. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you very much, man.
Walidani, atituna malizi ya round one.
We watch out.
Sit back, relax fam.
We watch.
King Kaka from Nairobi in Kenya with the track Round 2, and we thank him for inviting us to his comfortable little studio here in Nairobi. I'm Bill Ojidi for Music Time in Africa. Let's head right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thanks, Bill. Shane Palko and Mauro are in the house. Hey, guys.
Hey.
So you have a new album, your first collaborative album, right?
Yes.
And it's coming out soon. Yeah. And you have this song called Come and See that you've already released, and you have a great music video for it. I just love, I can't stop watching that thing. I love it. What is that instrument in the background, the string?
Yeah, my producer calls it the thido, but I would love to say it is a Ugandan violin. Because it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You have a stick that has a string and it's bowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this other string, but you use your fingers to get the chords.
So is it a two-string or a one-string?
It's just one string.
Oh, man. You know, in some countries they call that one string.
Well, it is one string.
I wonder how they came up with that name, really.
I don't know, because they saw one string.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, would you guys like to perform? You want to say anything about the song before you start?
We gave it as a gift to the kingdom of Busoga.
And when I say Idobone means come and see. So we were trying to call you to come and see Uganda.
And when I say come and see, it means Idobone.
It means.
All right, come and see.
Yes.
I flow too. There's a winding road that I will walk with you. Pearl of the continent, far from the sea. Before the sunset, there's so much to see.
Idobone,
come and see.
Idobone,
come and see. Show you the beauty, the stone and the river, the sun and the trees. You see me, I see you in a new light. Beauty will last the darkest night.
Ayo, 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 oh. 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 Dindu, 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 dindu. Nayende nay dinda, sendi wai dinda. So much love in the air. Can't you see? Are we really just jubilant for the beauty? Awa bari wa ole no nencho. Bari wa ira bari wa oe. Come and see, come and see, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
so
you
nice.
Much.
This Thank is you. Shane Palko and Mauro.
This is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, peepas, here's the last tune of the hour, that gum hit I promised you at the top of the hour, Huku.
Mimi, mikisi unanipenda, huku na mimi.
Well, thanks for joining me today, and special thanks to the music duo Shane Palko and Maro for joining me in the studio today. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign out?
I'd say I would love to come back and for you to
I like that even better.
I'd say I'm really thankful for the chance to make music with so many people around the world. It's been pretty beautiful.
And for you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, so also thanks to King Kaka and to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and to Kwame Ofori from the English to Africa service of the VOA. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And on Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hour of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always reach us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, peoples, stay beautiful and stay blessed.